HKX Mobile.
For HKX Mobile. Go over here, that way if Jody or Andrew are out there, they can jump in.
KF4MUF.
In for TFW.
I was pausing there to see if Andrew was going to jump in.
Thank you, gentlemen. Be another nice toasty one today.
For 97.
Going to be a day to stay inside as much as possible.
Better. Please be in a cab with AC, right?
Get the AC fired up on the back of the tool truck as soon as we get there.
Your diesel or the propane or what?
Diesel generator on board.
Customer's comfortable now.
Ain't that the truth? How was your day yesterday?
Bad. We moved some equipment around and I started digging on cutting a bank out. For some water yesterday, so wasn't too bad.
About got that washout out there in Wyoming almost fixed.
Messing around with that thing.
It was a big hole. On the news this morning, I think it was out in Minnesota where that house went to the river.
Hadn't happened yet.
Heading out there right now. My house washed off into the water.
Water gets high, there ain't much you can do about it.
Looked like it was next to a bridge, too, and a bridge had a lot of debris in front of it, so it's going to push that water around to the sides. When it does that, that's when it starts eating that bank away, and splish splash, beaver attack.
They got a railroad bridge, too.
I could hear y'all yesterday on that other repeater, and I was in my Jeep, but I just couldn't reach it.
The repeater.
One you were on yesterday, is it 295 or something like that?
5130.
Yeah, that might have been it.
The morning when we were on the 285.
285 is the one I'm talking about.
That one's over on 26 right there, so it's a long haul for you and a lot of dirt between you.
I could hear y'all good. I just knew there was no way I could reach it.
Peter's got some really good coverage. If you can get back to it, it just depends. Like I said, a lot of dirt.
That fly to me. Getting close to the red on the map, and I'm already stopped.
Got you, did it?
Stopping, you know, it's backing up about where I need to get off, but damn, 2 miles from where I need to get off. Oh, now it pops on.
There, and it stopped. I have arrived here to make the vehicle switch, so I'm sure y'all will be destinated by the time I get back in here. But good to talk to both of you this morning. Hope both of you have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, if not tomorrow. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Cedric, enjoy your day, and I'll be out here for a little bit yet, so KN4MUF. How far do you drive every day to work?
24 miles.
22 myself.
It's just the first half is on, you know, 29 Wade Hampton Boulevard, and then the second half is, you know, on the interstate. Normally it goes pretty good, but right now they're like late picking up the cones.
Sometimes that happens with them contractors. You know how they are. But yeah, mine's about 3/4 on 178, and I got a little bit on 29, and that's about it for me.
Here, every day the lane closure is something different. You know, they just leave the same signs up, so you don't know until you get there that it's different.
That always sucks when they do that. They're standing on the side of the road this morning.
He just stays right there.
In grass, so he ain't wanting to go nowhere.
That's a 3 mile an hour.
He gets ready to go camping here shortly, right?
Camper up there on Friday last week. We spent Friday night there at the campground, and then Saturday morning we took off for Kentucky. Went to a KOA up there just with the car, stayed in a little cabin to see the new grandbaby and take the other granddaughter camping. And then we came back, and so we're due to go back up there this Friday. I'll spend the weekend, and I'll just drive Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from up there. And Susan will be up there for almost 3 weeks, starting on Friday. Come back a little bit to cut the grass, feed the cat, feed the fish, something like that. Maybe water the tomatoes.
Things that got to get taken care of, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at this pickup truck pulling this utility trailer, and there's wiggles on the utility trailer, like leaned over, like it, I don't know, 10 degrees it looks like. I don't know how you keep the rubber on it.
Usually, if the bearing ain't bad, it's an axle bent, so I don't know, yeah, like you say, how you keep the rubber on it.
Axle bent, I mean, this thing, it doesn't have any wheel wells on it or anything. It's pretty beat up.
It's probably an axle bent. I'll pull good. I don't know. It just drags all the time.
Thinking for going down a hill.
What about that? Okay. That's our, what we call our skid steer trailer at work. It's the left rear axle on that. It's got bent. I don't know when, but it's been this way since I've been there. It does the same thing. You put a little weight on it, that thing leans way in.
Camper pulling out of the campground up there in Kentucky, and then he broke a leaf spring.
Aggravating.
Apparently, it was still under warranty. Unfortunately, you gotta wait for them to open up and figure out where to take it.
And how long is it gonna take them to replace it?
Hotel, and he was headed to Key West. Get up to this next exit, I'll get off.
Get to it, huh?
Sit here till more red shows up. It's already 2 miles backed up behind me, looks like.
85?
Here up in Spartanburg, where 85 and the north end of business 85 meets. All the big trucks there are here. There's more big trucks than there are cars. Get close to the end of the red, it moves up a little bit more on me.
UF. That makes it miserable.
Going this slow, the little indicators on the mirrors that says there's something besides you don't work, huh?
It's at a certain speed they kick on, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it has to be at least 10 mile an hour.
L1HK, mobile.
Welcome back, Mr. Patrick.
I'd be destinated already.
Miles since you left.
Myself, just a few minutes left.
Got you this morning, did they?
On the map, you know, it wasn't showing anything, and then all of a sudden, once it stopped, then it just all turned red. It's like, man.
Not a thing of signs to come for you today.
I'll go back to bed, right?
Sounds like a plan.
Every time I get to the end of the red, it just moves out a little bit further in front of me. There it goes. I said that was at the end, and now it's out in front of me again.
Your signal, the gates slow down, put you in the middle.
This is all the red that was up there by the exit I need to get off on. It's gone now. Right now, I think they slowed it down removing cones, but then the right lane is still closed, so you know, everybody's trying to get over, and it just catastrophe. I saw one, you know, going up the gorge, you know, and it says if you get over what it told you to get over, everybody blow right through there. But then this time the sign said to use both lanes and merge later. Man, that just made a huge backup.
I mean, they put that on a billboard, because usually they don't say that just because they don't want the aggravation of having all that traffic jam and people calling in on them.
But I was surprised, and then when it finally did say merge, man, we were only half a mile from it. It was like way too late.
I did that when you're told to get over, and everybody just ride through there, and there'd be nothing to it. But no, you got to have the fools that got to run up there and try to get in front of everybody.
Because you won't let them in. Roll into my parking spot, so I can't. I'm going to say 7-3s to both of y'all. Y'all have it blessed and enjoy your days, and I hope everything goes good for you. And I'll say 7-3s on your finals.
Have a great day. Stay cool. KO4HK.
You have a good one. Stay hydrated. KN4CFW. Miss Elise was riding with you today.
Yep, she's over here with me today.
Please.
She shook her head no.
First of all,
huh? Ain't playing while you're up there in Hendersonville next week.
The pool.
I know if y'all had some day trips playing for there.
Yeah, but we'll probably plan something. There was a fish store I wanted to go see, and then you said somebody you knew had one. May ride over there. May ride up to Chimney Rock. I haven't never been to Chimney Rock.
I've been in the town of Chimney Rock, Back Cave and all that there, but I don't think I've ever been to the top of Chimney Rock.
Been working on a plan for a trip. I need to make a trip to Colorado next year to spread my son's ashes. And then, so I've been trying to work on a plan to maybe hit some KOAs and that, not take the camper though. It just costs too much.
Yeah, hefty fuel bill to drag that thing across the country and back.
And at the Outer Banks, there's a KOA there that I can rent a cabin, you know, that even has a restroom and everything in the kitchen in it for like $100 a night. It could take $300 round trip just in fuel, dragging the camper. It won't take $75 in the car.
Well, you got to figure that in, KO4HKX. It just adds up quick when you're towing something like that.
Area that they had their little camp stove out there, and you know, looked like they made them some breakfast and everything, and that's probably the way to do it.
I think so. I mean, you think about the time, the money you'd save, not necessarily the time, because it's quicker to grab something and go, but you'd save quite a bit of money preparing your own meals and just staying somewhere along the way. I know Walmart will let you stay in their parking lot, or used to anyway. I don't know if they still do, and not charge you for that. So, I've seen a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, they'll let you stay. Cracker Barrel will let you stay. Man, there's an old Ford pickup truck here beside me, and the tag on it is dated 1964.
They should know the date on the tag.
That date on the tag, he doesn't even have a current tag on it.
You reissue those old tags like that for certain vehicles? I've never checked into it, but I know some of my customers have done it on their older vehicles.
Find a tag, and where you would put the sticker, you know, it just already says 64.
Nothing, they're not breaking the law. It's probably a current tag, but I don't know how you would know for sure without running the tag number.
Well, I'll be able to get off at exit early.
Got you this morning, didn't it?
If it lasts another 30 minutes, I'll be late.
Here, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, roger that. I've only made it to the Stars and Bars flag right now.
It stinks when you leave, you know, 45 minutes to an hour early and still end up late.
Friendly segment, he wants to get over and he's slowly easing over and crowding everybody out.
What you have to do, they won't let you over. You just gotta make you a hole. And you see so many trucks in the left lane that they've got to make a left-hand turn and they don't know exactly where it's at, and people won't let them over when they need to, so they'll just ride over there. And then people wonder why the trucks are riding in the passenger lane. I have arrived at my first stop, and the customers are actually here before me, so I'm going to have to jump out of here and get busy this morning and get it done before it gets hot. So you be safe the rest of your trip, and hopefully you're not late for work. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Ken.
Okay, Ms. Lee, you guys have an awesome day, and be safe up there, and I'll catch you later. KN4, GFW.